Hello and welcome. You're listening to Elemental Energies with Chrisanne. I, of course, am Chrisanne. So we are going to be discussing the psychic predictions for the week of January 7th through January 14th of 2024. So for this week, we are going to be using another deck, and we are going to be using, because we can, the Halloween Oracle deck by Stacey DeMarco. Stacey DeMarco has some fantastic decks out, and the Halloween Oracle is just another fun one that she has out. So, you know what? We are nowhere near Halloween, but you know, we certainly can be doing the countdown to Halloween. So we can use the Halloween Oracle deck. And while I'm shuffling these cards to get ready for the cards for this week, I will tell you that we have four crystals coming up and of course one angel. Now, just because this is a Halloween deck doesn't mean that we can't use it for regular readings. And that's why I'm using it now. So you can see how it's applicable for just your regular, I don't know, standard psychic reading. So, first card that I am pulling for this week, how appropriate. It's the card of winter. If you are in New England right now, you are getting a snowstorm as we speak. The card of winter is all about the card literally says the sacredness of pausing, taking a step back, pausing. And we pause for multiple reasons. We pause to appreciate what we have in the moment, to live in the moment, to appreciate the moment. But we also pause to stop us from going headfirst too quickly into some new adventure. Maybe we need to pause, step back, assess, see what's going on. But it's also saying, because every card has multiple meanings, it is also saying, it's okay to take a break. It's okay to pause, rest. You don't have to be on the go 24 hours a day. And sometimes that's the silver lining with a snowstorm. You can, yeah, you gotta go out and clean off the snow and all that fun crap. But you can also use this as a time to stay inside, to reconnect. To do the things that you've been wanting to do for quite a while and not always having to be on the go. So that's a reminder card. The next card is the card of Night Song. And this is saying, this is all about hidden talents. And what better way to connect with your talents than to be stuck inside during a snowstorm? I know for me, I'm an artist. So when I put everything on pause, it gives me time to be able to do my artwork. What are your hidden talents? What are the things that you enjoy? What are the things that bring you joy? And for me, I know I do artwork nearly every single day because it's a great way to decompress. And I make things to give to people, which brings joy utilizing my talents. The last card that I'm pulling this week, oh, it's the card of eternal love. And literally what the card says is, love is love is love, and it transcends physical death. Don't forget those that we've had around us. You know, this is the time that we are taking a pause. We are recognizing who we are, but we are also recognizing those who have been part of our lives, still are on another level. From another dimension, from through the veil. Just because we have loved somebody doesn't mean love stops because their heart has stopped beating. We still can love who they are. And this card is saying, don't forget to remember them. Don't forget to sort of pay homage this week for the things that they have brought into our lives and what they have done for us. Interesting cards for this week. It's all about recognizing who you are, not having to be on the go all the time. Love it. We need those reminders. We need those little bits of a break every once in a while. So we're going to move into the crystals. Now, I download the information on the crystals before I start the podcast. So when I was getting the information on these crystals, I was like, okay, I see the pattern of what's going on here. So without further ado, let's jump into the crystals because I read crystals as well. First crystal, and you'll see what I mean. First crystal of the week is green kyanite. Green kyanite is not as readily available as the blue kyanite or the black kyanite. There's also a red kyanite too. Green kyanite is a little more difficult to find, slightly more expensive, not astronomical by any stretch of the imagination. You can find it if you look. We'll just put it that way. And green kyanite helps you to connect with your heart. What is your heart saying? What's the truth that's within your heart? It helps you to understand what is the truth within your environment, because it's working as a crystal lie detector, so to speak. It helps to bring out honesty, not just in yourself, but in those that are around you. It's also really good if you're working on telepathic communication between yourself, those that you love, just developing that telepathy. It also is a great one to work with lucid dreaming. So if you're trying to get into lucid dreaming, and I always tell people, be careful what you wish for. I lucid dream. I only lucid dream. And because I lucid dream, that means I don't really get a restful sleep. What lucid dream means is if you are in your dream, essentially it's like a choose your own adventure book. Yes, I'm dating myself. So when you come to a fork in the road, cognitively in your dream, you are saying, do I want to take the road to the right or do I want to take the road to the left? I don't know. The road to the right looks a little more cheerful and bright. The road to the left looks a little more dreary. Maybe I want to take the road to the right. You actually have that conversation with yourself about different things within your dream. So lucid dreaming, you are aware of what's going on within your dream, who you're speaking to, where you're at. It's like a choose your own adventure book, but a dream every single night. So be careful what you wish for. So back to green kyanite. Green kyanite, it helps you also to connect with your spirit animals, and it also is great for connecting with earth energy. Because of all of that, I'm a fan of green kyanite being on the left-hand side of the body or left-hand side of the bed, left-hand side of your desk. Left-hand side because left-hand side brings the energy in. Right-hand side lets the energy out. Before I move on to the next crystal, I also want to say, if you don't have these stones, you don't need to have these stones. Just because I'm saying these are the stones you need for the week, if you don't have them, that's okay. Here's what I suggest you do if you don't have access to crystals. Google it. Google the crystal that I'm talking about. You can look at the picture. You can connect with the energy of the stone. Not everybody is into crystals like I am. I'm into crystals, clearly. If you don't have the stone, Google what I'm talking about. So you can look up the stone. You can connect with the energy through the picture of the stone. Crystals have energy. Everything has energy. Everything's made up of energy. Just by looking at the stone, you can connect to it and understand and feel. That's the energy that we're talking about for this week. So that's my suggestion. If you don't have a stone, you can Google it and you can look at it. So kyanite, if you want to look that one up, K-Y-A-N-I-T-E. You can look up the green, the blue, the black, the red. Look them all up. But for this week, we're at the green kyanite. The next stone we're at for this week is green calcite, C-A-L-C-I-T-E. Check out green calcite. Calcite comes in absolutely every color and then multiple shades within those colors as well. But for this one, this week, we are at green calcite. It helps you to remove past patterns around negative relationships, attachments, issues. It helps you to be more open for divine love. In this case, I would say if you have two green kyanites, carry one on the right to release your attachments. Release what's not working for you. If you have a smoky quartz, put it with it. Smoky quartz is a detoxer. Right, as I just said, lets the energy out. Once that's done, or continuing to be worked on, you can also carry a green calcite on the left-hand side to bring in that divine love. Green calcite is a heart stone. Green kyanite is a heart stone. So we're working on things around the heart for this week. And also, if you heard with the cards, very much heart-based cards as well. Green calcite also works on forgiveness, to release resentment or grudges that you may have with others. Right-hand side stone. It helps you to connect with that loving energy to express compassion for others. Left-hand side stone. It's bringing in this sense of renewal, this passion, this desire to have these wonderful positive changes in our life, especially because we are at the beginning of the new year. That makes it a left-hand side stone. And it is connecting, green calcite is working on connecting your heart chakra and the mind, the heart and the mind to work together. So because of that, left-hand side stone. But in this case, for this week, if you have two, I would say one on either side. If you don't have two, you only have one, wear it as a pendant. It will do what it needs to do. If you don't have the stone and you're just going to look up a picture, look up the picture and connect with the energy of green calcite. The next one is moonstone. And we're not talking a fancy moonstone this week. We're just talking your basic moonstone. And it's spelled how it sounds. So moonstone boosts your intuitiveness, dabbling in magical abilities, psychic abilities. Moonstone is a great one for the left-hand side. Moonstone, a basic moonstone, is really easy to find. Green calcite, easy to find stones. Moonstone also works with that white light of healing to bring in some of that healing energy that we need to channel. It cleanses negativity from the chakras. In that case, it's going to be a right-hand side stone. It boosts the feminine aspects of the body. Now, I don't care if you identify as male, female, non-binary, whatever. We all need to have certain things that are male aspect and female aspect, and in between as well. In this case, the moonstone is helping us to connect with that female aspect of things. Moonstone also helps you with your spiritual growth and also healing the astral body. Left-hand side, stone. It can attract your partner as well, definite left-hand side stone. And it can heal you on an emotional level, bringing you back hope and optimism. That would be a left-hand side stone. It acts as a guardian for the gateway for the subconscious and the consciousness. And it's also a really good stone to help with pregnancy and childbirth. I did bring my stones when I went to the hospital to give birth to my son. And moonstone is a great one for that. In that case, left-hand side stone. So when I'm saying what side to carry the stones on, these are suggestions. You can do one on either side, and stones like to work together. So it's okay to carry all of these or still carry other things from other situations that you're dealing with and working on. You don't have to only carry these stones. And if you only have one of these, just use that. Work with what works with you. These are suggestions on stones for the week, but don't stop working on what you're already working on. And this is a way to get into working on these things as well. The last stone that we're going to talk about this week is stichite. 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 It's a really pretty purple stone. It's a natural purple stone. Sometimes we see there's another stone called stichite and serpentine. So it's looks like little purple dots in a green stone. That's a really powerful psychic stone. This is the stichite that's within that. So this is stichite by itself. Sometimes easy to find. Sometimes. Not super, super cheap, but certainly not expensive. Just a few dollars, actually, for a tumbled stone. Stichite encourages love and compassion. It helps you to move past emotional attachments from the past that aren't serving you anymore. It works on divine love, and it reminds you of the power of your own heart. It is great if you're trying to work on love, cooperation, unity within a relationship, within jobs, a job setting, work setting, within a classroom. It is really good to have that feeling of love, joy, wanting to work together in your business. Because there are certain stones that I used to have all around my business, and now I have them all around my home. This is a simple one to work with. It's an easy stone to work with because it has a very gentle vibration. It is not too in your face. It also can activate the Kundalini, and it's working on that mind-heart connection. It's also cleansing your aura. For these reasons, I am mostly left-hand side to carry the stichite or wear it in the middle. But did you see the connection between all the stones for this week? I thought it was kind of funny. This is a very heart-based week. Heart-based stones, working on your heart, recognizing your heart, taking time to recognize who you are, to recognize your heart. I thought that was rather funny. And the next thing that I thought was rather funny and comical in a very ironic way, the angel of the week is the guardian angel. The guardian angel is your angel that is with you that you just need to call in. Your angels won't come in and work with you until you call in your angel. But you don't need to look very far for your guardian angel because your guardian angel is always with you. You just need to call them in at any moment and they'll come in and support you and help you and help you with different situations that maybe you have to make a decision on or things like that. Your guardian angel will come in and support you. It's a very heart-based angel, of course. So call in your guardian angel this week. And I think this is going to be a pretty good week. It's a very heart-based week, which also leads me to think it's going to be an emotional week. So it's okay to let your emotions flow freely. If you need to cry, cry. It's okay to cry. So this has been an interesting one for this week. As I always look forward to the weeks ahead, I look forward to this one as well. Check out my website, Elemental Energies with Chrisanne.com. If you would like a reading or some product, check it out. Thank you and be free.